Lives are bound and broken. And while man is scrambling for solutions, we need to be pointing them to the only one who can meet their need, Christ. More in a moment on Living in Christ.
The reason the world's such a mess and lives are so bound and broken, lacking wholeness, is death is reigning over humanity. Death, elsewhere called the thief, who came only to rob and kill and destroy. No wonder the world's such a catastrophic disaster. Death is reigning through Adam over Adam's family. But there's a remedy here. It's in Christ.
Pointing people to the Lord in His Word. This is Living in Christ with Bob Hoekstra. We're studying the foundational truths of Counseling God's Way. It's part of Bob's seminar series, Counseling God's Way. Man's downfall started with Adam, and it ends with Jesus Christ on the cross. That's a foundational truth, and one that we'll take a closer look at on today's broadcast. The counselor, as well as the counselee, must completely give control over any situation to the Lord in order for complete victory to occur. Here's Bob Hoekstra with more from Romans 5.
As our representative leader, Adam, a representative leader where one acts and affects all related to that one, you know, like these Air Force and Navy flying teams, you know, if that head, that leader that they're all connected to makes a wrong move, which has happened, they're all gone. That's tragically actually occurred. Well, spiritually that has taken place in the human race, where one, our leader, our representative leader, Adam, led us into, or sired a race of, as some would say, dysfunctional people. But really, I'm kind of kidding using that term because I think it's a seriously inadequate term. Dysfunctionalism, not being able to function to a level we wanted or others wanted, or others not functioning toward us or with us to a level we thought they should. It's a very meager standard. It doesn't really evaluate the fundamental issue in the heart of man's problem. What happened is Adam sired a race of sinners, all of us. See, here's the issue. In Adam, man's nature is the problem, not just his behavior alone. We are born with a sinful proclivity, tendency, direction, pull, and all move in that direction more and more sooner or later, unless we turn to the Lord to intervene. So behavior modification will always be inadequate as a counseling basis. We need a life-providing counsel which brings its own behavior with it, not just behavior modification. What we need is to change our parentage, our life source. Psychological theory can only try to make Adam a little more okay, and you end up with, I'm okay, you're okay. Well, actually, I'm not okay. And I suspect you're not okay. I think we have the same need. A new life in Jesus Christ. The best one could hope from psychological theory, and it can produce this, is making one relatively more functional. But God offers something so far above and beyond that. Why settle for less or water it down with the theories of man? Just a thought about being in Adam. Sin is the problem as our nature, and it spread to all and brought deadness spiritually toward God. That doesn't mean everyone who's having trouble is troubled because they're sinning. That's not what it means. But it means the troubles are related to sin. Sometimes our own, sometimes the sins of others, sometimes just living in a sinful world. Sin is the problem. But praise God, though sin is the problem in Adam, there is an astounding remedy in Christ, and it's comprehensive. Verse 17 speaks about being in Christ. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more Those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Knowing which representative leader we're connected to and whose resources we're drawing from is key, because one leads to death, the other to life. Why is the world in such a mess? I mean, look around the world. Last 5 or 6 years, I've traveled a lot, sharing this seminar in particular and others overseas. Oh, there's strife and war and cruelty and brutality and dishonesty. I mean, we think we have troubles in this country, and we do. But I've not been any place that I didn't find people who would trade problems with us. I mean, this world is sin-scarred, alienated, dark, and dead. There's strife everywhere, between nations, within groups within nations, within races and colors, within groups within nations, fighting each other and robbing and stealing and killing and abusing, and sometimes the very same things happening right in one single household unit. What on earth is going on? I mean, it breaks your heart. If you look at the world and don't feel compassion, it's time to do a heart check. It's tragic out there. And since we can walk according to the flesh and have already walked in Adam, we bring a lot of that stuff with us everywhere we go. Why is the world so messed up? We're told here in verse 17, a reminder, by the one man's offense, Adam's sin, death reigned. The reason the world's such a mess and lives are so bound and broken, lacking wholeness, is death is reigning over humanity. Death, elsewhere called the thief, who came only to rob and kill and destroy. No wonder the world's such a catastrophic disaster. Death is reigning through Adam over Adam's family. But there's a remedy here. It's in Christ. Starts out with interesting words, much more. In other words, the remedy is going to be much more than the problem. Well, that's a staggering thought to build one's faith and renew the mind. Right here is going to be offered a greater remedy than the enormous proportions of the devastating cause of destruction. If by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, and oh, does it ever, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Everyone on earth is either under the reign of death or they're learning to reign in life. It all depends where you're connected spiritually, from what direction you're drawing the resource for living. If the resource is being drawn from Adam, natural humanity, natural reasoning, natural philosophizing, death is still reigning no matter how reputable your thoughts or goals or priorities or theories seem to be. What we need is that resource that comes in Christ, that much more resource, that resource that lets us be learning to reign in life, to walk as a victorious overcomer as Christ did in the realm of life, responsive to God, being made more and more like the Son of God. How does that happen? Happens in those lives who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Every Christian has the gift of righteousness. That's how you stand before a holy God, accepted in the Beloved. The righteousness of Christ, a gift to us, so we're accepted before a holy God. But there's no way we could say every Christian is reigning in life. So it's not just the gift of righteousness. That's just opening up the option of what we really need further. The gift of righteousness, forgiven, justified, accepted in the Beloved. A holy God will commune with us. But that doesn't automatically make you victorious, does it? But here, we're told we can reign in life, victorious in the realm of those living, responsive to God. What's the other factor? Those who receive abundance of grace. The gift of righteousness is the first participation in the grace of God. For by grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8-9. But those who have that grace gift of salvation aren't automatically victorious, are they? No. Notice the wording. Much more those who receive abundance of grace. Ah. The key ingredient in a victorious Christian walk is receiving abundance of grace. As John 1:16 puts it, grace upon grace. Grace for forgiveness, grace for new birth, grace for eternal life, grace for justification. But then, that's all starting out with God. Then, grace for growth, grace for transformation, grace for sanctification. There's an abundance of grace available. God's grace is not only His willingness to forgive us, it is His resource to transform and remake us. I could easily get off on this. This has been the most life-changing issue in 32 years of walking with the Lord. In fact, we got a whole six-hour seminar on it. In fact, just this weekend, we also now have a 24-tape album on that study, Growing in the Grace of God. That's the resource that heaven offers that is sufficient to cover the wrongs, heal the wounds, fill the emptiness, and make us like the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace upon grace.
Today on Living in Christ, Bob Hoekstra continued his series, Counseling God's Way. This six-part series is available on CD and DVD, whichever you'd prefer. You can call us at 877-600-LICM for all the ordering details. Bob has also written a book on the subject that may be of interest to you. It's called How to Counsel God's Way. Whether we're giving or receiving counseling, we should want to do it God's way, not ours. And this book will serve to help you in that endeavor. Again, call 877-600-5426. If you haven't paid a visit to our website, check it out next time you're on the web at livinginchrist.org. It's there you can order resources like How to Counsel God's Way, check out Bob's online Grace Devotional, and catch the programs you hear or miss on the radio, too. Again, we're at livinginchrist.org. Living in Christ is a listener-supported radio ministry that features the teaching of Pastor Bob Hoekstra. More about Counseling God's Way next time. And so we hope you can make it a point to join us then. And God bless.